teaching music students from around the world has reinforced my belief that music connects people across borders and traditions. It has also shown me the urgent need to not only integrate social justice education into musical arts curriculum, but also to provide artfully relevant methods for students to practice active hope during these turbulent times. How can educators address the anxiety and feelings of helplessness that the climate crisis triggers in many young people? Students feel the burden that their generation will have to bear and are hungry to engage in honest dialogue. They are curious to discover how artists are speaking out about environmental justice issues. To educate for social change and inspire action through the arts, it is important to encourage students to respond to concerns using their artistic language. I find that Active Hope by Joanna Macy and Chris Johnston provides a structure for emerging musicians to grapple with their fears and articulate a vision of hope. This kind of hope is not a possession, but a practice. Just like music, we practice and grow. My students at Berklee College of Music and New England Conservatory engage with the spiral through songwriting, improvisation, and other sounding activities. One exercise we do is a musically recreated industrial walk, a reenactment of industrial society and business as usual, practiced at Work That Reconnects workshops. This exercise requires participants to mill around the room without looking at one another. Gradually, they begin to make eye contact and join with that person for discussion. To practice this musically, students mill around the room, playing their instruments, flutes, violins, guitars, and voices, but avoid eye contact with each other and listen only to their own sounds. Eventually, they are drawn rhythmically, melodically, or harmonically to another musician and join together for discussion. Listening to Earth's songs of joy and suffering has greatly influenced my musical life. Wild geese call, inviting reverence. The river sings of resilience. Uranium mining scrapes trauma on sacred land. Desecration is heard in the dumping of nuclear waste on indigenous lands, causing dire consequences to all species. Joanna's work around nuclear guardianship showed me the importance of comprehending and speaking out against the dangers of nuclear catastrophe. But being close to disaster makes a difference. On March 11th, 2011, I heard the earth cry out. 60 miles from Fukushima during the Great East Japan earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown, the train I was on shook to a stop, altering my path forever. We filed out of the derailed train and walked to the next town. The streets were dark without electricity. Roads were closed and phones didn't work. That night, sleeping on the floor of a middle school gym turned shelter, still feeling many large aftershocks, I took refuge in The Ink Dark Moon, a book of thousand-year-old poems by Izumi Shikibu and Ono no Komachi, translated by Jane Hirschfield and Mariko Aratani. These poems sustained me and led to write music about the resilience of a 400-year-old pine tree growing on the coast of Fukushima that survived the tsunami. This pine tree by the rock must have its memories too. After 1,000 years, see how its branches lean toward the ground. After returning home to Boston, A friend shared the book, Pass It On, which helped me process my experience. The chapter on Chernobyl describes a workshop that Joanna and her team led 100 miles from Chernobyl. She wrote about a man who told her, "The trees hold radioactivity a long time, and that's very hard for us because, you see, our ancestors were of the forest. Our old stories are of the forest." Much can be learned from cultures that look to ancestors for guidance, remembering that we will all be ancestors to future generations, and actions chosen today will affect generations to come. These insights and the exercises from A Larger View of Time in Active Hope explained the ancestral connection I felt with the poets from the ancient court of Japan. Several years after the earthquake, I was grateful to attend a Work That Reconnects training at Rose Center in Western Mass. The conversations from that training deepened my understanding of the spiral, and Joanna's words remained in my heart. "If we are afraid to feel the grief, rage, and fear about our world," she said, "we become stuck, but can begin with gratefulness and move towards an act of hope." In response, I composed a 90-minute multimedia oratorio, "The City is Burning," inspired both by the spiral and insights by theologian Harvey Cox. The music reflects on what it means to listen to the quiet voice of the soul and asks how feelings of uneasiness might invite an awakening from inaction to a place of action. Responding to the concept of honoring our pain, a song spilled out with tears for the state of our world. "Lift Me Up" illustrates the process of awakening to respond to injustice through active hope. The tears never end. The spiral continues. In the performance of "The City is Burning," the song "Just Remember Your Light" is preceded by this Joanna Macy quote. "Active hope is not wishful thinking. It is waking up to the beauty of life on whose behalf we can act. The web of life is calling us forth at this time. We've come a long way and are here to play our part." Sing with new eyes, the singers step into the aisles and sing, "You don't have to be right. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to know which way to go when the road is long. You don't have to be wise, just keep open your eyes." My most recent large-scale composition is another oratorio, "For Our Common Home, Resounding Eco-Justice," inspired by the encyclical Laudato Si. Based on a canticle of St. Francis of Assisi, Pope Francis addresses not only people of faith, but everyone on earth, calling on humanity to acknowledge the urgency of the environmental crisis and work towards building a just and sustainable world. The message focuses on working together across all divisions to mend and care for our common home. Laudato Si calls us to be compassionate and to take action, going forth, reminding me again of the work that reconnects. I interpret the text as a call to action through music. Pope Francis says, "Our goal is not to amass information or to satisfy curiosity, but rather to become painfully aware, to dare to turn what is happening to the world into our own personal suffering, and thus to discover what each one of us can do." One of the 23 movements in my new oratorio is titled Gratitude. While composing this movement, I realized it had grown from seeds planted by the spiral years before. Circling around, I conclude with gratitude. In gratitude, an affirmation is the work of solidarity. The sacrifices taken to heal the suffering so hate and fear may cease to be. who work for justice, root of peace, with tireless devotion, build community, who seek to restore, resolve the causes of suffering, rebuild our common home, reveal our common soul. In gratitude, we speak, proclaiming equity. Faith is turning dreams to deeds. The urgency of healing needs a dialogue for all to speak, till all are free.